from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tim Kawakami grabs some of the answers that are coming from Mike Dunleavy here, and he pushes him a little bit with regard to something we've referenced many times, which is that shortly before Jordan Poole was traded last year, Mike Dunleavy was like, Jordan Poole is under contract, and I expect him here for at least 4 more years. So first off, listen to that answer. This is last year when Mike Dunleavy is asked about Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga.
We love having those guys here. Jordan, especially with his contract extension, plan to have him here for 4 more years at least. And then Jonathan's, you know what? He's shown really good progression and growth, I think, in this first couple of years. Unfortunately for him, I think the playing time hasn't been there. And so that's on all of our shoulders to figure out how do we get him in the game more. And that's on Jonathan's shoulders to improve and make the right adjustments to his game, as well as our front office, our coaching staff, figuring out what works. So both those guys, really, really good young players, we're pleased with. They have great value around the league. Obviously, a lot of rumors and stuff come up at this time of the year, but we're happy with those guys.
Yeah, just rumors. That's, you know, it's crazy talking to people.
All those rumors.
I think it was 3 days later he got traded. So...
yeah, July 7th. The contract was signed October 15th, and on July 7th, so 9 months later, Jordan Poole was a Wizard.
Right, but that comment right there was literally 3 or 4 days prior to the trade. So Kawakami brings that up in yesterday's conversation and referenced what he had said about Jordan Poole and then traded him. And is there any correlation there with what he's saying now?
A year ago, granted, all things change. You did say that you weren't going to, you know, Jordan Poole was going to be on the team about 4 days before you traded him. Is this different than that?
To be clear, I said I expected Jordan to be back on the team next year, and I did at that point. But this thing changes so quickly, especially when there's a deadline in place, whether it's a trade deadline, a draft, free agency. Things change like that. So I reserve the right to go back on, or not, I wouldn't say go back, because I said I didn't expect him to be back, and I would stick by that. And I said I expected him to be back, like I do all the guys we have in our contract. I really do. Like, there's nothing going on right now where I'm like, man, this may not happen or whatever. So things can always change. Draft goes on, picks become available, something changes. But on the whole, I feel pretty comfortable with the group that we got.
I do want to add to this discussion.
Do you want to add or do you want to subtract?
Well,
when I meant subtract, I meant add, and I kind of meant multiply.
Right.
It's a tough one for Mike Dunleavy there.
He misspoke.
Whatever. It was a little bit of a Luciano.
I guess. I mean, the idea that means that he is saying one thing but thinking another.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
I don't necessarily think that. I think he just misspoke. The word came out as don't, and he meant do. Okay, that happens.
And then happens. He caught it, and he had to circle back, and then he circled back, and then he missed it up again, and then he circled back again, and he got it right.
Well, but let me offer this.
Hang in there.
What the hell is he supposed to say? Like, I try to do this as an interviewer. I do try to do this. What are the options with regard to an answer when I ask a question? What are the options on the table for Mike Dunleavy?
There's tell the truth.
Well,
we signed Jordan Poole knowing that we probably wanted to trade him. And by signing him to that contract, it made it easier to trade him because we can get something back for him.
Great. Not an option. Not if you want to keep your job. Not if you want to do it well. Not if you want to not tick off your own employees. Not an option. I mean, honestly, what a funny word to use, honestly. How on earth is Mike, and I'd argue this, and I'm not taking a shot at any reporters, all the pertinent questions were asked yesterday. But I thought 30% of the answers, and the guys will back me up on this because I started saying the answer before he would answer it into their ear sometimes. 30% of the questions, Dunleavy's got no options. Hey, what does Clay want? What do you want me to say? I can't answer that.
Well, Clay wants 3 years and 75, and we're not in position right now.
And we don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, we have bigger fish to fry.
This sounds like an SNL skit. The idea of one of these GMs hopping up in front of a microphone and just being brutally like Jim Carrey, liar, liar.
Totally.
The world explodes if you don't tell the truth. You'd get fired before the presser even ended.
Well, then my question to you would be, why do we even do this? Why do we even play this game?
Because I don't know.
The reporters, and they all did a great job yesterday, they have to ask the hard questions.
Yes.
I'm going to have to hold your feet to the fire. Mike Dunleavy, Tim Kawakami from The Athletic, and you boom, 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 all these questions, and you know that he's not going to answer it, and so you're basically making him dance around it, and we're either going to try to get him caught up or we're going to get him in a gotcha moment so we can play it back like we did with Jordan Poole.
No,
so,
but that makes it
Mike,
sound like
you said last year,
no,
and then 3 days later you traded him.
These aren't gotcha reporters. No one's
trying
to pin him.
But what's the point of even doing this when you know that Mike Dunleavy's not going to give you any real answer?
I would argue that he did give some real answers, but at the same time, you have to ask those questions so that you can hear what Mike is going to not say, so you can gather something from that. I do think he did give some things on Clay. Like he did. He didn't give what Clay is asking for. He didn't tell you. He didn't answer whether there was an offer on the table. But he was honest in saying, look, we've got some priorities that we've got to figure out. And we're not there yet. We're not in a position to just be all about Clay. And so that's difficult, and you can't remove the emotion from it, but I've also got a job to do, and I try to be fair. Like, that was an answer. But a lot of these things that came up yesterday, and yes, they've got to come up, but how's he supposed to answer it differently than he did last year? Hey, Mike, are you willing to trade Kuminga? Do you think that's potentially about to happen? How would it benefit the Warriors in any way for Mike to answer that 100% honestly?
Then what are we even doing? Because honestly, he can't answer that honestly. And because the honest answer is, yeah, if we get an offer that we love, that helps our team right now, you're damn right we're going to trade Jonathan Kuminga. And you know what? We might sign Kuminga in October to a deal like we gave Jordan Poole. And guess what? That doesn't guarantee that he's not getting traded next offseason.
Understood.
Like we did to Jordan Poole.
But
what are we even doing here?
We're basically reading between the lines. Because sometimes, while a team will never sell a guy out down the road and tell private secrets, sometimes they will guarantee something in the other direction. In other words, it wouldn't have shocked me if Mike came out yesterday and was like, I do not see a scenario where we trade Jonathan Kuminga. That was possible.
Yeah, but not likely.
But he didn't do it. But that happens. John Lynch did that with Debo Samuel.
Debo was shopped at the deadline.
No, that was this year. I'm talking about 2 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago when Debo requested a trade and scrubbed Instagram, the Niners were like, no. No. No, we want Debo on the team. And that's what we're going to do. And so sometimes you're gathering that kind of information, not like, yes, we're open to trading him, but you might get the opposite answer of, no, we're not. We're not trading that player. Mike played yesterday in a way where nothing got removed from the table. And I think that's the takeaway. That's why you do it. You're asking why you do it. That's why.
Right. So that's we can all read between the lines and figure out what wasn't said.
I mean, that's what we do.
Exactly.
That's what press conferences are. You don't think they're out there telling you all the trade secrets.
But to me, it seems to be a large waste of time because you have to kind of pick through and figure out what he didn't say as opposed to what he did say. And ultimately, now we're trying to catch him in, you know, whatever answer he gave that maybe he didn't mean to give and all the rest of it. It just, to me, it becomes an exercise in foolishness as opposed to just, you know, wait and see what they actually do.
Not every press conference is a home run.
Yeah.
But you have them and you never know what's going to come out. Sometimes somebody will go playoffs and it'll be like the most famous thing that's ever happened. Who knows? We're presented by Fremont Bank.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.